This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, November 7, 2009. Sealed in for life. The scripture is Genesis 7, verse 16. Then the Lord shut him in. No one can live without water, but too much water is deadly. None of us has the means to withstand floods or hurricanes. They have their way with buildings, bridges, and fields of grain. In the days of Noah, no one escaped a watery grave except for those in the ark. God designed the ark to withstand the deepest seas and the most perfect storms. Divine specifications kept Noah, his family, and the animals alive. The waters of destruction could not enter the ark because God himself secured it when he shut the door. But outside, there was death and destruction everywhere. God, our refuge and strength, has provided another unfailing bulwark. Built to God's specifications, the Church of Christ can withstand all the waves of sin's destruction. To the world, the Church appears an ugly and leaky craft, but that's because it thinks you and I are the Church's designers and builders. They mocked Noah too, and then it started to rain. Sin's violent undercurrents remain, but so does the Church. Divinely designed to withstand the strongest undertow or deadliest tsunami, the Church of Jesus Christ is our refuge. Because it's been beaten by sin's violence and operated by an inept crew for centuries, it has no worldly beauty or majesty to attract. But its builder keeps all inside safe, sealed in for life.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.